Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
Is chivalry dead? It's Garson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Especially if you're a woman, say, in your 20s and you're dating now. You know, I have a 14-year-old son, and he's getting to that point where he's starting to hang out with, you know, with different people. The other day, I told him he had to be home at 6:30, and he was hanging out with a friend. And I said, "But if you want to, you know, if you want to walk them home before, you know, like I'll give you an extra 10 minutes to walk them home before you get home." And he was like, "Why?" And I was like, "Because that's what you do. You walk them home. Mm-hmm. You open a door." He's like, "Why are you being so cringe? Why are you making this weird?" I'm like, "Have you never heard of chivalry?" And he just had this blank look on his face.
Well, that's on you, bro. But
well, he was trying to impart it. It just fell on deaf ears.
And but is it weird? Do people not walk people home?
And that's what I'm wondering now.
Interesting.
We have intern Mac is back again this summer. How old are you, Mac?
I'm 20 years old.
You go out on a date with someone? Are you walking them home or opening their car door?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would do it. I have no problem with it. I mean, as long as it's genuine. I think there's a big problem with, like, Gen Z, where, you know, a lot of people are scared of appearing performative or appearing like they don't care. So what they do is they just, well, not that, like, they don't care, but that, like, they're doing it, you know, with, like, a goal in mind. So I think there's a big issue of, like, people don't want to look performative, so what they do is they just pretend not to care at all. They don't even bother
trying. So they're going
trying.
The opposite way. Interesting, Kennedy.
Like, you mean to say that if you were to walk someone home and open a door, that means you expected something later?
Like, that might be the impression that you give off to them, so you don't even bother. But I see.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's also just like, I think generationally with Gen Z, there's very much so this this sort of epidemic of, like, not caring about anything, because if you do care about something, you're lame and cringe. So there's that kind of, I guess, sort of dichotomy there.
Give me a philosophy major every day. Let's go.
Now, Mac, I know that you have a date today after the show.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Will you be paying for this young lady on this date?
Yeah.
Okay, good man.
Will you walk her home if she asks you to?
Will you drive her home?
I will do so.
I will do whatever coach asks of me. I'm here to help the team.
Mac's one of the good ones.
All right.
I'm all right.
Thank you, Mac. We appreciate that. We have some women apparently in their 20s. We have Nisha from Quincy. I have to ask you, Nisha, is chivalry dead?
No, but it's changed a little bit.
In which way?
Well, like, things like opening doors, pulling up the chair, I think are still appreciated. But women, we just have to be more careful about who knows where we live. And the whole walking me home or, like, dropping me off at my house, it's a little sus.
I hate that we have to think about things like this, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
As women do.
Yeah.
It feels like, to me, though, young people share more about their lives across social media than we ever shared. Like, you are more open and sharing of everything. You know what I mean?
There was no place to share it.
Like, everything knows, everybody knows everything about you from your social media, to where you're on vacation today, to where you're working, to where you live.
Yeah.
But you don't want a boy walking you home.
Well, I don't put my address on social media.
If you're on a dating app and you're dating someone that's a stranger, probably not.
Right.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye, Nisha.
Bye.
Nicole's from Medford. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going all right. I'm kind of sad. Chivalry's dead, apparently.
Yes, it is. You know, I have to be honest. The women here are independent, which is great. But, you know, the men these days, there are still a few good ones, but for the most part, they all kind of expect the woman to do everything now.
In what way?
You know, it's the driving part, open the door, paying the bill or splitting the bill and all that. I was talking to my friend Anna, and, you know, both of us said there's still some that are good, but everyone else, they expect the woman to do most of the part. It's just like there's not enough recognition, and, you know, all the men are kind of getting lazy these days.
Hmm. It's not. Chivalry is dead. Men are getting lazy, she says.
Yeah. They just think, you know, you're capable of opening the door. We don't need to help you open the door. You know, you have a job. You don't have to pay for a meal. You don't have to take us out. They just think, you know, if there's a movie, you can just watch the movie at home. It's not about the movie. It's about going out on a date and taking care of us and, you know, having a good time outdoors. Just think the men aren't the same as back in a few years ago, you know?
Oh.
What if a guy said to you, hey, I'll drive you home, and you've only been out like on one date with him?
Sorry, what was that?
What if a guy said, I'll drive you home? You were out at a place, you met there, but you didn't have a car, and he said, I'll drive you home. Would you allow him to take you home?
I think that depends on, you know, if it's a date from an app, and it depends on if you want to meet a stranger.
Right.
For me, I've met guys who say, you know what, I'll just meet you at this place. It's easier. I don't want to drive you home.
Yeah, that was a...
And we're both coming from different directions, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on the dating apps for a while. Let me tell you, people are meeting each other after talking for 2 hours and going to each other's homes.
Well, so. That's a different thing. All right. Thanks for
Not
calling.
Like my parents. They open the doors.
All right. Thanks, Nicole.
No problem. Good one.
Bye. She said that was my parents. From the 508, if you offered to drive me home, I would think you are a serial killer.
And there you go.
Dating in 2025. Chivalry's dead, Dan.
I guess you could pay for the Uber. Then you don't really know where she lives, but you're still helping.
Dude, I'll Venmo you $25.
Yeah.
That oh
feels,
my God.
It feels very transactional.
That
feels
transactional.
It it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.